The Senate Republican budget proposal, unveiled Thursday, differs from its House counterpart in three key ways. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports it does not expand school vouchers, it holds back much more money in reserve, and it lowers the eligibility for Child Care and Development Fund, or CCDF, vouchers for child care.
Both the governor and House Republicans want to eliminate income limits on the state's private school voucher program, which Senate Republican budget architect Ryan Mishler says would cost about $170 million.
It's not, you know, that we don't want to do the vouchers, it's just how do we pay for them?
Democrats applaud Mishler for not expanding vouchers, but say the decision to lower the income eligibility for CCDF in order to help eliminate the existing waitlist is the wrong move. Democratic Senator Fadi Kadura says that doesn't really solve the problem.
We will still have families across the state who are struggling. They don't have enough financial resources to pay for child care.
The Senate Republican budget plan also holds back more than $3 billion in reserve the next 2 years. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.